Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsession? Yeah, when I put the goggles on during the game, I think it was the Patriots game, you know, because I've always called it snow gear, you know, I have a snow store where they sell the snow gear. I'm like, it just all works in the aura of me. So, you know, I said, why not, bro? Like, if I could make a shirt, let me hit up Oakley and figure out where the manufacturer are and get the goggles. So, that's what we got. The real deal soda peel, Maddie. But it's cool. I enjoy doing what I do, and the mafia supports me. So I see a lot of people in the stands with goggles on during the game, and it's supposed to be negative. So, you know, if you want to be a little swaggier than the usual, you might as well grab a little bit of snow goggles from your boy.
Yeah, 4 years ago today, Aaron's pick six against the Ravens. What do you remember about that moment, that play?
Remember, it's in the past, you know, it's in the past, you know, like, all I've been hearing about is that, you know, if we talk about that, you know, we can't live in the past of in that sort, because it was a great play. But, you know, we have to do so many different things for this time for it to work, you know, and Tara knows it. Like, we were actually just speaking about that in the locker room, that, like, you know, a lot of people are like, that's like their highlight from the last time, is that pick six, which is a beautiful play. But, you know, Lamar is a totally different player. They have a totally different team. They have a totally different offense. They have totally different weapons. And not to say that it'll never happen again. It can happen at any time. But, you know, that's not the importance of what we're thinking about in this week, where we're thinking about going out, executing, and being the best version of the Buffalo Bills.
Last week is organized chaos.
It is.
Describe this week. Is it the same thing?
Yeah, it's organized chaos, just with capital letters. But yes, because you know, like, sometimes chaos is a good thing, but when it's structured and pointed the right direction and ran the right way, it's a good outcome.
What are the challenges Baltimore's defensive front present?
A lot of different bullets. They do a lot of different schemes, a lot of different moving parts, which a lot of defenses do. I know, and that you guys hear that, like, often, but, like, they do a lot of things with their backers, where they're blitzing a gap, or they're bringing a safety, or they're bringing two to a side, or you know, just being the Ravens. Like, they're all over the place with effort and energy, which is what we have to match. We have to match and, you know, hit them straight on and just be prepared of the moving parts, because that's what their defense does well. They get you on their toes, and they'll get you thinking that it's coming here, but it's really coming here, instead of, you know, sticking to what we do best. It could trick you if you aren't studying, but we do a good job of studying.
Al Bernard talked to, when he gave his speech a couple days ago, or yesterday, I think it was. Is that to the whole team or just the defense?
Defense. Yeah, defense. What did he talk about?
I want to ask you about Matt Milano.
Yeah.
Aside from that, you've known him for so long. I know he plays on the other side of the ball, but personally, have you noticed the last couple of weeks the old Matt Milano kind of rearing its head?
Yeah. You know, Milano had a serious injury. And every week that he's present, every week that he's on the field, you're going to start to see him become more of his true original self. That's the nature of being human. Like, you become not a rookie again, but you become kind of baby deer-legged. And then as you start to walk and you start to practice, then you become into that big buck. So it's Milano is Lano. Like, he's in the weight room. He's here all day. He's doing extra treatment. He's doing extra things, and he's building his confidence. So, yes, I've seen Milano get back into his groove. You are correct. I have been with Milano for 8 years. You know, like, we came in together. That was my roommate when we lived in the Armored Heights. Like, day one together, it was with Lano. And I see him, and he's becoming more and more of, you know, all pro Lano every day. That he's, you know, out here playing and practicing and getting back to his ones and twos.
What about seeing Trey?
Trey, yeah, I can't wait to see Trey, man. I can't wait to see Trey and hear his voice, man. You know, I'll be happy to see him. I know that he'll be happy to see us too. And all love and respect for the bro. Good dude, good family, great kids. Trey White, you know, Trey White, Goalie Academy, you know, it's here forever.
How have you seen Josh change as a leader this season?
Josh is more vocal, but he's staying in his means. Like, you know, like, he's not going to say, everybody listen up. Like, that's not Josh, but he's going to be more vocal in the little jabs that need to be jabbed on. But Josh is Josh. Like, he's not drastically different. Like, he's not this different person. He's just, I would say, maybe more confident. Like, Josh is more confident with who he truly is. And, you know, that's the full around thing, you know, on the field, off the field, during a game. You know, Josh is.
How would you describe the command that he has in the room when he takes it over?
How do I?
His presence when he is vocalizing things and guys are listening.
Yeah.
How would you describe that?
Yeah, Josh is just like one of those guys that, you know, like, when he appears and when he's present, he draws attention. When he speaks, you have to listen no matter what because of what he does on the football field. Like, he's shown it. He's done it. He's backed up what, like what he's spoke on. Like Josh goes out there and plays his heart out every game. He gets the O-line out of trouble. He puts receivers in good position. He gets the running backs the ball, and he just does everything he's supposed to. But his presence is, like, it's dominant, and he has, like, a dominant presence. And we all know, like, people that, you know, like, when they walk around, like, oh, like, yeah, I'm, that energy is it needs its respect. And he's just one of those guys that when he's present and when he's talking, you listen, and if he's there, you watch. Because if Josh started throwing the ball around now, everybody's heads will start turning like, oh, look, Josh is, you know, he's just getting to his fundamentals. Yeah, he's locked, right? Like, that's just what it is.
This time of year, just getting in a game like this, I'm sure different players react differently to it. Some probably get a little tighter, a little more nervous. Do you feel like it's more fun? Do you feel like it maybe makes you even looser?
Is that possible?
Do you see me right now?
That's what I mean.
I got goggles on at a press conference. You asking me, do I feel more loose and free? I am free, my dog. I'm free, yes.
You embrace how fun this is?
Of course. I'm having the most fun in my life. And I am present in the time that we're in right now. I know what's going on. Like, this is history being written right now, and I know the moment that we're in. And, you know, me, I'm just taking, not advantage, but I'm taking being present in the moment. Like, I'm embracing what's going on. I'm not trying to be too cool for it. I'm just Deion. I am just Deion. But, yes, I am more comfortable. Of course, you have nerves because, you know, we're in elimination rounds. This is what football is. Like, this ain't, you know, the best of five games or the best of four games, best of three. No, this is elimination chamber. So it's thought of, but it's not harped on. Like, you have that in your head because that's the situation that is in front of us. But besides that, I'm free, calm, cool, and snow. I am beat up, and I'm going to be myself.
You're talking about that Taren pick six. You said that you remember that it's in the past. The week four game was also in the past, although a little bit more recent. When you look at that game, guys almost have to put it in, like, put it to the side because of the way it played out and how different the teams are now. Or do you take a little bit from that game, remember how badly the guys beat, those guys beat, and use that as even just 1% of extra motivation for this week?
You know, a loss is a loss. A win is a win. Of course, you learn from your losses and you learn from your wins. But during the duration of the football season, a lot of things have changed. And now we get to play them when we're at our best.